This is one man's journey to learn everything, pecking away at it one question at a time. I'm Alan Peck, and this is Pecking Away. There are rituals in our lives that have just been inherited. We don't know why we know them. We don't know how. We're just kind of born and automatically know them. Like one of the most sacred of agreements that 2 8-year-olds can ever make. Remember when you were 8? You suddenly acquired some new information. Information that has not only turned your world upside down, but can literally rip the fabric of space and time in half. This isn't something you can handle on your own. You immediately hop on your Huffy, pedal as fast as you can to your best friend's house and say, "Listen, something new has come to light, but we can't talk here. We've got to go somewhere that is both private and in plain sight." So you head to the park. You both hop on your trusty spoke steeds and go to the surface of the sun, known as the basketball court, and you reveal the truth of truths to your most trusted confidant. After you utter these words, your BFF's eyes open in amazement, then immediate skepticism. Whatever you just said, it can't be true. It's unfathomable. But how can they verify? Suddenly, they stick out their right hand, and their thumb and fingers slowly curl back in slow motion to form the most sacred of gestures. But you don't even hesitate. You stick out your hand and extend the same. There. It's done. The pinky swear. Now, why would the smallest of our digits be the strongest symbol of truth we could make? It all goes back to 1600 Japan, where even today, that culture is relentlessly honest. In fact, in a recent survey, Japan was ranked as the most honest country in the world. It's something called yubikiri, which translates to finger cut off. The Japanese phrase, yubikiri genmen, uso suitara, harisenbon nomasu, means pinky swear, 10,000 punches, whoever lies will be made to swallow 1,000 needles. The Japanese do not mess around. It made its way into American literature by 1860 when the Dictionary of Americanism cited the following: pinky pinky, whoever tells a lie will sink down the bad place and never rise again. And an even darker history suggests a tie to the world's oldest profession, the companionship of another. Legend has it that said paid companion would cut off the tip of their own pinky as a sign of loyalty to their favorite customer. But I think we can agree a gift card would have been just fine. But the pinky swear is real. The pinky swear is truth. And if you ever want a high five again, you better mean what you say.